out for the keys to the game once again. From the Ancilla College Sports Center, the following is a Max 98.3 Sports presentation. Welcome to Indiana High School Basketball on Max 98.3. Tonight's game is brought to you in part by Ancilla College, Ponderosa Plymouth, Oliver Ford, Hunter Transit, The Floor Store, IU Health, Coca-Cola, First Federal Savings Bank. Be here. The Hunter Transit pregame show with Tony Ross is next.
LifeFlex Dance Academy. Dance classes being offered are ballroom, including swing, Latin, country, and more. Specialty classes include hip-hop, jazz, tap, ballet, contemporary, and line dance lessons. LDA also offers private lessons and group lessons for schools, churches, and wedding parties. Dance lessons are for ages 3 to 93. Learn to dance one step at a time at LifeFlex Dance Academy. For dance lesson and class registration info, call LDA 574-936-2333.
Welcome to the Hunter Transit pregame show. And now here are the voices of Max Sports, Tony Ross, Scott Masters, and Mark Hayden.
Live from Caston High School, Max 98.3 Sports is proud to present Indiana High School Girls Basketball Regional Championship. As tonight, it's the Argus Lady Dragons taking on the
North
one
White.
And only North White Lady Vikings. Hello again. Have you ever had those brain cramps before? Where you just,
yep.
Well, I'm at. That's I'm ready to call the game. I don't even want to do the pregame
that's
right
why
now.
We're
ready to go.
Yeah, I'm ready to go. It's going to get exciting here.
Well, we welcome you, yeah, as North White is going to be taking on Argus here in the championship game. And I'll tell you what, I'm excited about this. I was sitting here thinking about what to talk about and – but the only thing that was coming to mind is where do we begin? Because these two teams really played well in their wins. North White obviously gets the bigger win over, of course, Michigan City Marquette. However, this Argus team came out early against Bethany Christian, and they had to prove a point.
Yeah, they set a tone trailing early 5-4, went on that 12-0 run to end the quarter, and pretty much in control after that. Their defense caused all sorts of problems for their opponent, and then they were able to just follow Courtney Dunlap's lead as she got to the basket early and often for most of the game with 34 points. And Argus was able to withstand a couple runs by Bethany Christian, but pretty much in control that entire game.
You know, is there a more hot player right now in the tournament than Dunlap? I mean, I know we don't get to see every player from every school, but from what we've seen from the areas that we are doing right now, I would argue that she's one of the hottest players right now in this tournament in our area for sure.
Well, I'll tell you what, tonight she's going to have a bullseye on her back.
Oh, yeah.
Tonight, North White is already, I mean, Coach talked about it in the pregame show, that they're going to concentrate on her, and make no mistake about it, that's going to happen. And now it's going to be up to Courtney's supporting cast on how well this Argus team is going to be able to defeat a very solid North White squad.
Yeah, she's going to definitely have a target. I'm going to be interested to see when fatigue comes into play for both these teams. Probably not so much in the first half, but depending on the pace of the game, both these teams have the ability to go up and down the floor pretty quickly, and I'm looking forward to the matchup with Macy Heimlich against Dunlap and see how that plays out tonight.
Well, and we've done this for a long time, Tony, and we've been had the luxury or the privilege of doing morning games and then championship games. We've had the privilege to hang out with some teams at some point. It's just interesting to see what certain teams do after they win that morning game. Some teams decide to go home. Some teams decide to go hit a hotel, sleep all afternoon long. You know, it just depends on what they were able to do, what type of rest they were able to get. But at this point, yeah, you worry about fatigue a little bit, but you're also playing for a regional championship, and that's pretty cool. And not every team gets to do that, so obviously your adrenaline level is going to be very high to start this ball game.
Well, a lot of people feel that since Argus played that second game, they're probably going to be the the most fatigued going into this matchup. But I honestly feel, watching that game, Mark, and you were with me, Argus didn't expound a whole lot of energy to beat the Bethany Christian team, but, you know, they had to play hard enough and sustain a couple of runs that Bethany Christian threw at them.
Yeah, it was a pretty even-paced game. Not a lot of really up and down. We'll just see. Conditioning comes into play, but this late in the year, you know, those back-to-back games, that's why during the summertime you play three or four games in a day to get ready for a chance to play for a regional championship like this.
Well, that's why when you're doing your conditioning drills, no matter what portion of the year it is, Mark, you're always yelling at them, you know, it's second quarter, it's third quarter, it's fourth quarter, it's overtime, and you just keep running so they get that conditioning up and that they can play in these late season type of games like this.
All right, when we come back, we're going to continue on with our Hunter Transit pregame show. Hunter Transit, where we're always right on the money. And when we return, we're going to get ready for our injury report with Scott Masters. And that's next. Stay tuned.
If you're in need of a big excavating project without it costing you an arm and a leg, Hunter Transit of Plymouth is your company. Founded in 1995 by Dan and Tara Sharp, Hunter Transit offers a wide variety of services and products ranging from directional boring, landscaping, bulk product delivery, to snow plowing. They have the commercial hauling and excavation experience you're looking for, and they deliver to job sites. Give Hunter Transit a call today for a free estimate. Fully insured and licensed, give them a call at 574-936-9217. There's a reason why Hunter Transit of Plymouth is always right on the money.
If you want to showcase your business in a creative and effective way, you need the design expertise of InStitches and Signs. InStitches specializes in embroidery and screen printing that can help you professionally promote your business. Their services include signs, banners, vinyl decals, vehicle lettering and wraps, wall graphics, and promotional products. InStitches can provide you with one personalized item or thousands, depending on your need. Contact 574-892-5956 or visit www.institches.com to get your promotion underway.
Who's in, who's out? It's the IU Health Urgent Care Injury Report with Scott Masters.
Welcome back into the Hunter Transit pregame show brought to you by Hunter Transit. We are right on the money. Visit huntertransit.com today. It is time now for the IU Urgent Care Center Injury Report brought to you by IU Urgent Care Center. Medical professionals providing comprehensive emergency and occupational care at an affordable cost. Just walk in. Well, for North White, everybody's ready to go for them, so we don't have anything to report on the injury report for them. For Argus, Valerie Rospospo will be starting. She has an ankle injury. She didn't get a whole lot of playing time in the first game, but she will start this game, and it remains to be seen how much playing time she will get, but she's definitely in that starting five for the Argus Lady Dragons. That'll do it for the IU Urgent Care Center Injury Report, brought to you by IU Urgent Care Center. Medical professionals providing comprehensive emergency and occupational care at an affordable cost. Just walk in. When the Hunter Transit pregame show returns, we'll go courtside, all part of Max 98.3's coverage of the regional championship here on Max 98.3 Sports, where you can hear the difference.
Here's a tip from IU Health Stark Hospital. It's the flu season with aches, pains, and fever. Here's how to avoid all of that. First, make sure that everyone in your family age 6 months and older has a flu shot. Second, wash your hands frequently with soap and water. Stay healthy. Stay well. Everyone wins. And for your information, Becky Sabella, family nurse practitioner at IU Health Primary Care, is now accepting new patients. Call 896-3444 for an appointment.
Let's talk with the coaches on the Floor, Store, and More Sideline Show with Tony Ross.
Pleasure to welcome in the head coach of the Lady Dragons, Coach Gary Teal. Coach, congratulations. Nice win earlier today against Bethany Christian. You knew it was one of those games where you needed your girls to get off to a good start. Courtney Dunlap led the charge, and after that, it was just a nice cruise control kind of win for your girls, even though you had spurts where you had to keep Bethany Christian in check.
Yeah,
because they're good, but your girls played consistent throughout, and that was nice to see.
Yeah, it was. Like you said, we had a couple ebbs and flows there where we kind of let up on the defense, but the kids shored it back up again. And you know, the key, I think, is just our defensive pressure and so forth, and we kept the ball out of the post the best we could. And, you know, Derry Mouse is a good player. I mean, she got the ball in the post a couple times and scored. But we kept Tessa Clark in check. She had 1-3. So, you know, we got, like you said, we got off to a good start. 17-5 lead, I think, something like that. That was important for us to do that. And then it was just a matter of playing good defense and being smart on offense.
You know, the girls haven't been in this scenario before. Here you are playing for a regional championship. I would imagine there's a little bit of nerves that are going through these girls. So, Coach, you've been at this for several years now. How do you try to calm them to try to make sure that the focus doesn't get lost in all the emotions?
Yeah, well, you know, we sat down, we had a team meeting before we came in tonight and just talked about those things. You know, just going out and playing our game, it's just another basketball game. You have to take them one at a time, even though it's a regional championship. And you know, you have to be confident. You have to play with confidence. And we just talked about the external factors involved and trying to put those aside and just playing our best basketball.
You know, tonight you're going to face a North White team. You had a chance to watch them earlier today, beat a very impressive Marquette squad. Even though they got off to a slow start in that game, they cranked it up, and they cranked it up in a hurry. Talk a little bit about what you saw out of this North White team that impressed you.
Well, I mean, they played very hard. They did, they did a nice job against Michigan City Marquette. They play hard. They're aggressive. You know, the Heimlich girl just does a nice job. Number four, with the handling of the basketball, shooting threes, dribble penetration. Aubrey Minnick's inside does a nice job. She does a great job finishing. You know, she's averaging 20 points a game, and the Heimlich girl's averaging 16. So most of their offense goes through those two kids. They get some help from the Rose girl, number 10, who can third leading scorer for them. But I like their nice team. They handle the ball well. They play great defense. They block out well. They do a lot of the fundamental things correctly.
So what are your girls going to have to do tonight to walk away with the championship?
Well, once again, defense wins championships, and I think it has to start with defense. We have to do a good job containing Aubrey Minnick's inside, not allowing her to score 20 points. And we have to do a good job containing and then not allowing Macy Heimlich to dribble drive, hit the step back threes, and control their offense. If we can control those two kids, limit the number of times they score, and play great defense on the other kids, we got a shot at it.
Coach, talk to you at halftime.
Thanks a lot, Donnie.
Gary Teal, head coach of the Lady Dragons, back with more of our pregame after this.
It's the store that gives you more, the Flora Store in downtown Plymouth. Owner Rocky Palcott invites you to see for yourself why they've been in business for more than 34 years. They offer the best selection in name brand carpets and area rugs. Stop in and see the huge selection of hardwood, laminate, and vinyl flooring. Or how about a sweet, simple, and stylish accent for your home or business with ceramic or stone tile flooring. With professional design service and installation, you'll see why the Flora Store and more in downtown Plymouth truly is the store that gives you more.
Welcome back to Courtside, brought to you by our good friends at the Floor Store and More. The store with so much more. Pleasure to welcome in Coach Hemlick of the North White Lady Vikings. Coach, congratulations on a hell of a win by your girls. I'm telling you, you got out the slow start, but not only did you scratch and claw, you earned every single bucket you guys got. That was probably one of the more harder fought wins I've seen in quite some time.
Yeah, it was. You know, the girls just kept playing. We told them at halftime, you're just going to have to keep chipping away, and get yourself a chance. And they did that, and played hard, and made plays when we needed to, big plays. And so it was a hard fought win, and here we are tonight.
How much fun has it been to Coach Macy?
It's been a lot of fun. You know, this whole group's been fun though. I mean, but yeah, it's kind of special when you're coaching your daughter out there. You know, there's been some. But
no tense between dad and daughter, right?
But double-digit rebounds, and she's averaging 20 points a game. So obviously she's been our focal point in the offense, and she gets big rebounds at times. Just been a great leader out there for us. You know, we don't have any seniors. She's been our leader out there, so she's done a great job of taking on that role, and really compliment her on that.
Coach, you've had a chance to see this Argus team play in game two this afternoon. What are some of the things that you saw that you feel are going to have to get addressed tonight by your girls?
Well, we're definitely going to have to contain the Dunlap girl. I mean, she's she's a real great with the ball out top. She can penetrate. We've got to make sure we keep her out of the lane. That's going to be the big key tonight, I think. If we can keep her out of the lane, just force them to shoot some outside shots and then rebound the ball, that's going to be the thing we're going to have to do.
Coach, best of luck, and we'll see you in halftime.
Okay, thank you.
There he is, Coach Hemlick, joining us here on the pregame show. Back with more in a moment.
Is it time to start looking for a new appliance? Maybe it's a washer or a dryer, or maybe it's a refrigerator. If that's the case, look no further than Young's TV and Appliance of Plymouth. Quality, dependability, and great service is their promise. Get innovative products for better service, and they're proud to be an Energy Star provider. You want to know why people keep coming back to Young's TV and Appliance in Plymouth? Well, come see for yourself. They have an impressive showroom for you to look at. There's no need to go out of town for great deals on appliances. Stop in and see James and the folks at Young's TV and Appliance at 500 West Jefferson Street in Plymouth.
Time now for the keys to the game. Once again, here's Tony Ross.
Welcome back here to Caston High School as we get ready for tonight's Indiana High School Girls Basketball Regional Championship game between the North White Lady Vikings and the Argus Lady Dragons. North White coming in with a record of 22 wins, 4 losses. Argus coming in at 21 wins and 3 losses. All right, make no mistake about it, Mark. When we're talking about this North White team, they pose an awful lot of threats. It's not just that they got the Heimlich girl that has been making a difference. You know she's going to do just that. You just can't afford to get her hot. And that was one thing Marquette did well in check until the second half.
Yeah, she got going in the second half, especially in the fourth quarter. Dribble penetrate. She hit some of those runners through the lane. And then she also got going defensively. So much attention. Look for Binkley to guard her, Tony, as Binkley for Argus usually draws the point guard for the other team. And it'll be interesting to see how both teams handle both these point guards and North White against Dunlop, too.
I think they're going to want to try to go to her early to get her started early rather than to let it wait as the game moves on. You'd rather have her get hot early because if she does get hot, she can kind of keep in check Dunlop, who we know is going to go strong from the get-go.
Well, another thing tonight that's going to have to be very instrumental is just how well this Argus team plays while Courtney Dunlap is pretty much going to be the focal point of North White's defense.
Yeah, will she be patient? Is she going to force things? We've seen her pretty much do what she wants to the last 3 or 4 times we've covered them. You know, will she be able to dribble penetrate tonight like she's been able to the last few games? If not, is she going to be able to create for her teammates? And that gives a chance for Respopo to step up, Stricker, Miller. Look for those kids to play some key roles tonight.
Tony, you can bet on any opponent of Argus on their whiteboard in their locker room. Number one key to stopping Argus is to control Dunlap. So, yeah, North White's going to really want to try to control her. That's easier said than done. We've seen junk defenses thrown at this Argus team to try to throw off Courtney, and it's just not able to do it for the most part. So they will definitely be looking to stop her, but she has pushed the game to an extent where she's good. She says, stop me if you can.
Would you say that tonight is one of those games where the bigs are going to have to be careful because we could see some fouls get called pending how the officiating crew wants to run tonight?
Yeah, we'll see. Obviously, Minix, 19 points today, a lot of fourth quarter. She's just real quietly, real effective around the basket. She gets good position. She's 5'10". She's strong going to the basket. So it'll be interesting to see how she matches up against the Barlow girls tonight.
What is it about basketball players named Minix in this area? Got another one yet that's coming in and really making her presence felt in the game. And it's going to be very important from the starting Barlow to make sure that she gets over defensively and keeps her hands straight up in the air. She can't cup her hands as she's apt to do sometimes. She's got to stay straight up. And then when her sister comes in the game, she's just got to do what she normally does. And she really produces some nice defense and offensive rebounding. And that's what she's supposed to do. So we'll see how that works out for the Lady Dragons.
And our final key here, make no mistake about it, this is a scenario where both teams are going to try to take each other's out of their style of play. So, Mark, for our listeners who may have not had a chance to see North White or see Argus, what are we talking about when we're talking about styles of play?
Well, Argus is pretty aggressive defensively. They'll throw some full-court presses on you, man-to-man. They like to pressure the ball. So it'll be interesting to see once Heimlich gives the ball up for North White, if they try to deny her getting the ball back. And then for North White, they played a lot of zone today. They finally switched to that man-to-man in the second half after Marquette bombed away with 8 threes in the first half, and they actually were pretty effective with their man-to-man against the big kids inside. So not sure you want to switch your defenses up during games like this, and we'll see who adjusts best defensively.
We always have to look for halftime adjustments, Tony, and Coach Teal's one of the best in the business when it comes to halftime adjustments. When you go down in a sectional championship game and you're down 18 points, you come out and you run the third quarter like they did last week, that's a hell of a halftime adjustment to be able to get that win last week. So we'll see which team makes the better halftime adjustment after we get the first half underway.
All right, so those are our keys to the game here on Max 98.3 Sports. Countdown to tip-off is about 4.5 minutes away. When we return, we'll get you ready for the starting lineups in just a few moments. You're listening to Max 98.3's coverage of the Caston Regionals Championship game between North Wright and Argus, as it's coming up next, right after this timeout.
It's every parent's wish for their child to be safe when they finally go off to college. You want to make sure they have the best environment to live in. Ancilla College in Donelson, Indiana agrees. Recently, Ancilla student-athletes have been the recipient of one major residence hall built, with another currently under construction. And with the brand-new beautiful dining hall and the Student Life Center, Ancilla College has made it their mission to provide its student-athletes the best living environment possible. To find out more about Ancilla Athletics, call 574-936-8898 or visit AncillaChargers.com. For more information, Charger Sports. Be part of something big.
The Complete Printer, formerly Town & Country Press, has been in the printing business for over 30 years. We are a full-service, four-color printer, offering quality offset and letterpress printing. Locate ourselves in prompt, personal service, and a knowledgeable staff that can help you with your next printing project. We are involved in our local community and charities and take pride in our quality work and community involvement. For all your printing needs, call them at 936-9505 or stop by at 1920 Jim New Drive in Plymouth.
If you want to showcase your business in a creative and effective way, you need the design expertise of InStitches and Signs. InStitches specializes in embroidery and screen printing that can help you professionally promote your business. Their services include signs, banners, vinyl decals, vehicle lettering and wraps, wall graphics, and promotional products. InStitches can provide you with one personalized item or thousands, depending on your need. Contact 574-892-5956 or visit www.institches.com to get your promotion underway. First Federal Savings Bank offers USDA guaranteed rural housing loans to eligible borrowers on homes in USDA eligible communities. The USDA loan requires no money down, with the loan amount up to 100% of the appraised value on the purchase of a new home. First Federal services their loans locally, so you always have someone to turn to when it concerns your loan. Go online at www.firstfederalbanking.com or visit 2113 North Michigan Street in Plymouth. Borrowers must meet underwriting guidelines. A delivery fee will be applicable to the loan. MLS number 399-927, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Time for the starting lineup, sponsored by First Federal Bank in Plymouth.
There is the Argus cheer squad having a good time.
Well, they're with my ears.
Ready for this matchup here tonight. As we get set for the starting lineups here in just a few moments, brought to you by our good friends at First Federal Savings Bank. Obviously, the microphone can only take so much noise.
And my ears. What'd you say?
Well, that's what it's about.
Are they a little fired up?
You heard them.
I think they're a little fired up.
You heard them, so I dare say that they are ready to go here for tonight's championship matchup against North White. You know, we talked about the keys to the game here, and, you know, real quickly, these two teams have never met one another, especially in a postseason matchup. What kind of jitters are we looking at here, Mark?
There's a lot of jitters, just because it's a regional championship game and a chance to get to the Final Four if you can win tonight. So lots of jitters going on here, and the adrenaline rush, it'll be interesting to watch. Usually it's good for 3 or 4 minutes. We saw that today in both games, and we'll see if it can last that long today, too, after expending all that energy.
Usually the backboards take a beating in the first minute or so.
Yeah.
A lot of shots go up very, very hard. Not intentionally, however, but go up very, very hard. So we'll see, because, yeah, you're definitely good.
Those are hard to keep in check.
But you get your first shot to go.
Oh, look out.
You're feeling pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. We are getting set for our starting lineups, brought to you by our good friends of First Federal Savings Bank, financing the American dream one home at a time. And we are going to have a special singer here tonight. We're going to welcome in Hayden Tomlinson, as he hails from Caston High School, and he's going to sing our national anthem coming up here in just a few moments.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Caston High School. In the spirit of sportsmanship, we ask that all fans act responsibly and courteously to those around you. Abusive language or disorderly conduct is unacceptable and not welcome at IHSAA. Student-athletes, the coaches, the officials, and your fellow fans the respect they deserve. Your cooperation is appreciated. To be removed as Caston Jr., Peyton Tomlinson comes to sing the national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air.
Stand on the wooden part of the bleachers only. Let's meet the starting lineups and meet the players for tonight's championship game between the North White Lady Vikings and the Argus Lady Dragons. Let's meet the starting lineups first for the visitors on the scoreboard, the North White Lady Vikings. At a guard, number four. She's 5'7", and she's a sophomore, Macy Heimley. At another guard, number 5, 5'1", and a junior, Carden Maple. At a guard, number 10, 5'5", and a freshman, Sarah Rose. At a forward, number 21, 5'10", and a junior, Hannah Ball. And the other forward, number 22, 5'10", and a junior, Audrey Minnix. And the head coach of the North White Lady Vikings with a record of 22-4, Brian Heimlich. Now let's make the starting lineup for the home team on the scoreboard, the Argus Lady Dragons. At one guard, number 10, 5'9", and a junior, Courtney Dunlap. At a guard, number 22, 5'7", and a junior, Kennedy Binkley. At a guard, number 24, 5'7", and a sophomore, Macy Stricter. At a guard, number 34, 5'7", and a sophomore, Shanna Miller. And in the middle, number 44, 6'2", and a senior, Kaylin Barlow. And the head coach of the Argus Lady Dragons with a record of 22-3, Mr. Gary Teal. Our officials for the championship game, Jason Ferguson from Whiteland, Andy Simpson from Crown Point, Jim Newbern from Kokomo. Good luck to both teams.
That was the First Federal Savings Bank starting lineup, brought to you by our friends at First Federal Savings Bank in Plymouth. Head over to Larry for all your banking needs. That's going to do it for the Hunter Transit pregame show, brought to you by Hunter Transit, where we are right on the money. Visit huntertransit.com today to call the regional championship game. It's the voice of Max 98.3 Sports. It's Tony Ross. Take it, Tony.
Thank you very much, Scottaroo, and we're ready to get this one started
by North White and Macy Heimlich. As the basketball, Heimlich will be in Audrey Minnix. Now back to Heimlich. Heimlich in on Binkley, kicked out to the right side, and with control, once again, handling it is Maple, and there's a turnover right away by North White.
Yeah, that's just nerves, catching the ball a little bit away from the basket, not ready to go, and got some happy feet.
So Argus will get their first possession of the night. And it's Stricker over to the right wing side to Miller. Shayna now to Dunlap in the corner. Baseline drive, pull-up jumper, and it got blocked. Dunlap gets the ball back, and it's going to be put back up. No good, as she thought she may have been fouled. Doesn't happen. No whistle, and now North White goes the other way. It's going to be led down low to Minnix. Baseline jumper, good. So North White gets on the board, and it's 2-0 in favor of the Lady Vikings.
Yeah, Minnix and Dunlap matched up, and Binkley on Heimlich as we expected.
Miller with the basketball. Now worked over to Stricker. Now to Miller into the corner. Right back. That's good, and that's a good sign for the Lady Dragons.
Yeah, Macy Stricker struggled this morning with only one bucket, but Great start for her. She hits that one from the top of the key.
So now, as play continues on, a lead down low that actually onto the far wing, and Dunlap ends up deflecting a pass that goes out of bounds. Clock stops at the 6:27 mark. Here we go with the inlet pass that Binkley steps in front of and knocks it away.
Yeah, right now Argus is in that man-to-man defense. A lot of pressure, and North White struggled this morning, Tony, getting the ball in out of bounds.
And it's going to be handled by Heimlich. We'll dribble it back out near the top. The return pass to Maple, back to Rose, top of the key, over to the near side, Heimlich. Heimlich wants to drive in with a pull-up baseline, and no good, rebound, Barlow. She'll quickly outlet, Dunlap's going to take the lane, kicks it off to the wing, caught by Miller. She sets for three, it's up, it's no good. The rebound tipped around, Stricker gets it back for Argus. Stricker will set it back up. Gets it off to the right side to Binkley. Now into the corner, Dunlap. Top of the key, Stricker over to the far side, Miller. Miller looking inside. No one's getting open. Stricker from the top for another three attempt. No good. And this one's going to be yanked down by Minix right again.
Yeah, some quick right now. 3-2. Dragons leading. 5:30 to go in the first quarter.
Maple able to give it to Heimlich. Heimlich at the top of the key. Guarded.
And rattled that one home.
As we continue on, North White running the offense here. Rebound. And she is fouled by Minix. And that'll stop the clock at 4:49.
Yeah, Tony, something we saw with White was they won most of those loose ball competitions. First loose ball here goes to the Dragons, so we'll see how those play out for the entire game.
Stricker will bring it across the timeline. Off to the left wing side, Binkley. Binkley with a pass fake. Back to Stricker at top of the key to the right elbow. Who now goes right baseline to Barlow down low, and that's going to be picked off by North White, who gets the jump ball call after all. 4:33 left to go in the opening quarter. 5-2 Argus. Possession arrow stays to the Lady Dragons.
They off her back.
And this is done. That missing the baseline shot. She thought she was fouled. Didn't get the call. And now North White goes on the counter. Heimlich down low. Ball with a left-handed layup high off the glass and in. And it's 5-4. So North White gets the bucket. 1 point difference now. 5-4 in this Argus possession. Stricker. Inkling the Stricker. The glass baked it in. Sticker steps up, comes up big with a big bucket, 7-4 Argus.
Yeah, guy must.
Casey just overshot her, so already by three at 7-4.
1-2-2 zone right now. Keep that dribble penetration away from Dunlap.
At the Stricker. Top, Stricker again for three. Off of North White. But a foul gets called on Ball for pushing Dunlap.
Little quicker than North White to these loose balls, and have it out along the baseline here. 7-4 Argus, 3:40 to go here in the first quarter.
Dunlap, top of the key to Miller. Her shot fake back to Dunlap. Dunlap one-on-one with Heimlich. Now to Miller at the top. Miller looking. Gets it over to Binkley. Binkley reverses to the top. It's Dunlap again. Once that pack walks with the basketball. Turnover Argus at the 3:24 mark of the first quarter. 7-4 in favor of the...
Right now that zone being effective against Courtney Dunlap, but Macy Stricker step up with 5 big points here for the Dragons so far.
New play call here for North White is... Macy has the ball, and she's going to get around Binkley to the right baseline. Now as she stopped, now floats up a runner short. Rebound tipped by Barlow, grabbed by Barlow. Miller goes the other way for a foul by Maple at the 2:56 mark of
penetration going
right to left on your radio dial. Binkley's dribbles right by her, floats it up for the paint, scores! And now 8-7 Argus. Lady Dragons have the basketball. Stricker will bring it across the timeline. Off to the far side, Raspopo. Into the corner, Binkley. She'll bring it back out with a pass to the top. Grab by Raspopo. Over to Dunlap. Now back to Binkley, left side. Binkley over to Raspopo. Three fired. Valerie hits. Argus, 2:15 and counting left to go in the first.
Yeah, you got Raspopo and Stricker stepping up right now with 8 of those 11 points. That's a great sign here for the Dragons.
North right. Minix forced the pass, and it got kicked by... The lady 11-7, Argus with the lead. North White will inbound across the way. Taking defenders, kick it out. Here's a Rose three, no, or long jumper, no good. Rebound with Spoko battles for it, along with Minix, and a jump ball gets called.
Yeah, good hustle by Raspopo to tie that one up, and North White will get that one out underneath.
Couldn't get the shot away as it got partially deblocked, and then Ball ends up going out of bounds. Last touched by Argus.
Yeah, Hannah Ball not real comfortable around the basket right now. And that time she had a chance to put one in, but just couldn't handle the pass.
Looking to inbound is Heimlich, and it's going to be taken by Rose. Back to Heimlich. Heimlich thought about the three, got stopped. Kicked off to the far wing side. Handled there by Sarah Spopel. Tried to steal. Helmet got away from her. Now to a minute. She dribbles in. Left block. Jumper. No good. Ball. That's touched by Dunlap. No over the back call despite Ward. Left of the basket here for North White.
Right now, officials letting them play. Let's see if they stay consistent with those no calls all game.
Rose to the far side. Heimlich, a long three. The rainbow hits the back of the rim. And the long rebound goes in and out of the hand. Emily Rose, the 5'7 sophomore. And it'll be Argus ball.
Yeah, a little nerve still showing up here for the Vikings as...
Stricker with the ball, gets it off to Raspopo near his side, now to Binkley. Binkley to Dunlap, now to Stricker. Stricker on the left wing side, ooh, got away with the walk. Now to Dunlap. Dunlap, top of the key. We'll go to the right side, Raspopo on the right angle high, cutting through Barlow at the volleyball line. Jumper rolls out. The rebound deflects all the way to the far side. Heimlich grabs, and North White with a chance to cut into their four-point deficit. Heimlich lobs it down low to Minnick. Shoots over Barlow, who blocked it. Kalen blocked it, and now the other way, Dunlap. Here comes Argus in a hurry. Dunlap takes that left side. Stutter step goes, and then gets shut down on the next line to Stricker. Open for three. It's up. It's good. Dory Raspopo, 14-7 Argus.
Yeah, Raspopo stole that last or first one in the first game, and she's got the touch right now.
There's a skip to the near side. Rose lines one up, and she hits the back of the rim on her three attempt that goes off ball.
Yeah, good start here for the Dragons. They got North White doubled up, 14-7, 20 seconds to go. Look for Courtney Dunlap. Watch for Spopo here in the corner.
Down to 15 seconds. Dunlap across the timeline. Down to 11 seconds, Dunlap. And Raspopo for three at six. And an air ball. Taken back by Binkley. Over to Stricker. She misses the three attempt. The ball deflects free. It will come to an end. What an exciting first action-packed first quarter we just saw. And Argus has a 14-7 lead after one. This is the Caston Girls back after this timeout.
Hey, sports fans, when you're in Culver and hungry, stop by Papa's, the area's most trusted eatery since 1976. Papa's is well known for its great Italian and American fare, the pizza that put Culver on the map, steaks, seafood, barbecue, Friday and Saturday nights. Open every day at 4 and for lunch at 11 on Saturday and Sunday, Papa's in Culver, overlooking beautiful Lake Maxinkuckee. Family owned since...
14-7, Argus has the lead. As we get ready to start the second quarter, Lady Dragons basketball on Max 98.3 Sports, brought to you by Argus Do-It-Yourself Hardware Store. Supporting the Lady Dragons, Run to the State, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 6, Saturdays 8 to 5, Sundays 10 to 4, located at 200 West Walnut Street in Argus. And by Circle P Trailer Sales, got some P Trailer Sales in Argus at 574-892-9400. We'll find the right trailer for all of your hauling. Argus, home of the mouth-watering Bear Burger and best tenderloin in the county. Ray says, come in and enjoy the great entertainment. We're almost a minute into the second quarter. We're back after this 30-second timeout.
Michiana Contracting offers complete construction services for your initial concept building. Meeting deadlines and budgets require seamless coordination for all parties involved with the project. They will work with the entire team, from owner to architect to in-house crews and subcontractors, to assure the project proceeds on schedule while adhering to the budget and scope. Michiana Contracting, diverse, flexible, dependable. Michiana Contracting has grown to one of the most comprehensive contractors in the state of Indiana.
Welcome back here to Caston High School. Lady Dragon basketball on Max 98.3, brought to you by CNS Outdoor Equipment. Stop in and see Rich for the latest equipment from Toro, Steel, Husqvarna, and more. Serving Argus and surrounding communities since 1972. We may have the best and sell the best equipment, but it's the service that keeps you coming back at CNS Outdoor Equipment in Argus. North White inbounds. Full court press put on here by the lady. The hands of Hemlin. Now they break it to the front court. Ball, or I should say Rose with it. And Rose tries to get control, and a steal by Argus. Here's Miller leading a two-on-one with Raspopo on the right side. Bank shot, score!
The man now, it looks like.
Across the timeline, this is Dunlap. Sixth skip. Dunlap to Raspopo. She wasn't set. She shot that off balance, and that ball's going to roll away out of bounds.
Yeah, but she's got some hop in her step, doesn't she? Hitting 4 of 6 threes so far, and a layup for 14 of the 22 points here. There's a, ooh, almost underneath steal.
Hemlich Now to Maple. Maple needs to find her pass, and going after the steal there was Binkley, and she gets called after the steal. That stops the clock at 6-6 foul. That is the second foul on Argus in this first half.
Yeah, defensive pressure right now paying dividends for the Dragons as North White struggling to get going with only 7 points.
22-7 is the score indeed, and then handling the basketball is Rose. Sarah at the top of the key avoids the trap by lobbing it over to Hemlick. Hemlick wants a long rainbow three, finds the pot of gold at the other end. 22-10 on that three-pointer by Hemlick. So that gets North White with Eddie Dunlap, makes it 25-10. Lady Dragons with the lead. And across the timeline to control, cross near side of Rose. Down low goes the ball, underneath her again by North White.
Yeah, ball's just going to turn and throw that ball. She doesn't even look hardly, and Dragons are in good defensive position, and they deflect it off of North White. Here comes Dunlap again. Look for her to drive.
Dunlap, top of the key. He's going to dribble to the right side, give it up our corner. Another bad pass
for
North White as Maple couldn't leap in the air to save it. So Argus ball. Stricker comes back in. Binkley will grab a breather. And 5:09 left to go here in the second quarter. 27-10. Argus has the lead.
Yeah, Argus on a big roll here, Tony. Clicking on all cylinders offensively and defensively. And right now, 17-point lead with 5 minutes to go before half.
Here's Miller on the right wing side. Top of the key to Stricker. Stricker reverses over to Respopo. Respopo now to Barlow, top of the key. Gets it over to Dunlap. Dunlap top, wants to take it in, and instead kicks it out. Miller to Respopo in the corner. Back up top, Miller. Stricker's off to her left, and she'll go there. Top of the key! 3-point lead, Argus, 30-10. Your score. 4.5 left to go in the second. Here's a lob into Minix from the elbow jumper. In and out. Rebound battle for deflected to Miller. And Argus goes back the other way again. This is Dunlap. Put the basketball crossing the timeline. Sees the lane. Kicks it out. Three. Miller off the rim. Oh. And the rebound. Hustled for. Great rebound by Ball. And here comes Rose the other way for North White. Yeah, deflected it out of bounds on Argus. So it'll be North White with it.
Irie into the game for Ball here. 20. Dragons.
30-10.
30-10. Sorry, 20-point lead.
Sorry, those Minix with a bad pass. Hemlick
that's
ended up deflecting it, and Hemlick lost it out of bounds. So Hemlick with the turnover at the 3:52 mark of the second.
Often for the Dragons.
Respopo able to grab the ball away from Macy. Macy comes through, and she's going to get called for a reach-in foul trying for the block. And that'll stop the clock at 3:40. So that foul of North White will be their fifth. And for Macy Hemlick, that is her first.
Yeah, just a great start here for the Dragons. We're still hitting three or four in a row, and they're off to the races.
Respopo knocks down that free throw.
Think she wanted to play this morning, too?
I think so.
Probably a good job by Coach Teal just to keep her out enough to make her hungry. And, boy, she came in, like Scott said, we needed a heat check.
One goes down, and now it is 32-10 Argus. Stricker, but it's saved by North White, then thrown away by Rose, and now Argus back with it. Dunlap will take it at midcourt. 3.5 left to go in this first half. Dunlap sees the lane, goes up for the floater, banked it out. It rebound Barlow out of her hands.
Now the body language is not the most positive.
Stricker off an inbounds from the free throw line, jumper hits the rim twice and stays out. The rebound comes to him in the second. Rebound, air ball. And unable to finish off on that with Sarah Rose, so it'll be Argus ball.
Those defense, how do you like the way she's playing tonight so far?
Yeah.
Pretty solid defense, Mark.
Yep, also got a couple.
Here over to Respopo, faked her three. Now she's going to dribble in left side for the running layup. Banked it home, Valerie Respopo. And now it's 34-10 Argus. Wow.
Yeah, I'm speechless.
On the right wing side, it's Maple. Miller guarding her. Maple, she falls on top of Minix, and that'll stop the clock.
Heading for the ball, but then got all body. Didn't get
in. Hinkley checks back in for Argus, and also coming back in for North White will be Emily Rose. Caden Maple. Inbounding will be Emily Rose. She'll get to Rose. To Sarah, to the near side, Hemlock, a rainbow three again. That's one short. Stricker, a long rebound. Argus, 2-on-1 with Miller. Stricker to Miller. She saved it from going out of bounds, and will bring it back out. Heads up, play by Shayna. Here's a lead down low to Stricker. Left open, but walked with the ball. Great job of getting back defensively by Audrey Minix.
saved a bucket.
Yeah, that's one of the few errors, turnovers that we've seen with the Dragons so far, and this score is right. 34-10 Dragons with a minute 45 to go here before halftime.
Hemlick with the basketball across the timeline. Crosses over on Miller, kicks to the near side. Pulling it back out. Emily wants to attack the paint. Stopped at the elbow. Kick to Sarah. Left open. Left wing for three. Off the rim. No good. The other way. Dunlap will walk it up methodically across the timeline. Down to minute 24 left in the half.
They're going to work for one shot here, I think, Tony.
Dunlap put one in.
Goes 1-4. That means the four other Argus Dragons are going down below the volleyball line to open up the floor.
Barlow to Stricker, long 15th.
The ball pressure outside is not allowing a lot of looks in, and Barlow doing a nice job just covering her up. Here's her chance to get on the board again after a bucket early in the game. And
nothing falls as that free throw stays out.
Yeah, only 10 points so far, and there's less than a minute to go.
Next free throw, good. So, it's 34-11. Argus with the lead, and now the ball. Dunlap.
Better get over the line.
We'll bring it across the timeline. Beats the clock. Make that Stricker. Stricker will look for Binkley. Nope, it's now into the corner. Taken by Miller. Miller looking for Stricker. Finds her with 26 seconds. Token pressure by Northwhite. There's a handoff to Dunlap, and she's fouled from behind by Sarah Rose, and Dunlap set that up.
Yeah, Rose is trying to face guard her, and the closer you get to her, the harder she is to guard.
Dunlap with the ball. The count begins, and she's got to work a 10-second here as she finally crosses the timeline. Left on the first half clock. Goes one-on-one with Rose. Dunlap. Now to Dunlap, and in the corner. Three fired up by Miller. Off the rim. And a rebound for two quarters of basketball. Cotton Masters on the Oliver Ford Lincoln halftime show. Oliver Ford Lincoln celebrating 60 years with you, Marshall County. And here's the 60 more. We'll be back with highlights right after this timeout.
Artisan Flooring and Interior Design of Plymouth is the area's leading flooring specialist, serving all of Kosciuszko, LaPorte, Marshall, Stark, and Fulton County, as well as surrounding areas. They offer carpet cleaning and flooring installation for both commercial and residential clients. Their ability to do commercial work has always been a major factor in their success. For custom tile design, carpet, hardwood, vinyl, heated floors, and more.
And what better way to warm up than think summer with Culver Portside Marina? Right now, get incredible deals on pontoons. Ask about the Hurricane. It's the premier family boat for those who and high class details. It may be cold outside, but things are getting warmed up at Culver Portside Marina, located at 514 West Mill Street. Proud to support area high school sports. Stop in or call them at 842.
A lot of money. This is John from Oliver Ford Lincoln and Plymouth. At our place, we call those backlot buddies. They're either trade-ins or vehicles we picked up at a great price. We'll go over their shortcomings as well as their pluses, but you can be sure you'll decide without any pressure from us. Sound like what you're looking for? Come see us at Oliver Ford Lincoln and Plymouth, where we've been tipping their hat to you since 1955.
From the CenturyLink Sports Center, welcome to the Oliver Ford Lincoln Halftime Show on Max 98.3. Here's Scott Masters.
Dean, welcome in to the Oliver Ford.
The North White gets on the board, and it's 2-0 in favor of the Lady Vikings.
For the Lady Dragons, Courtney Dunlap will hit a free throw line jumper.
And here comes Argus on the counter. Stricker across the timeline. Off to Dunlap. Shot fake on a three. Penetrates the lane from the volleyball line jumper. In and out, back in. Courtney Dunlap makes it 5-2 Argus.
Macy Heimlich drives the lane and scores. Plus the foul for North White.
Left on your radio dial. Hemlick has the basketball in her hand. Hemlick scores and draws the foul.
And Valerie Rose-Bosco will nail a three for Argus.
Here comes Argus in a hurry. Dunlap takes that left side. Stutter step goes and then gets shut down on a double team by Minix. Now she goes right along the baseline to Stricker. She's going to kick it back out. Rospopo open for three. It's up. It's good. Sorry, Rospopo. 14-7 Argus.
That was the score as we headed into the second quarter. Here is Rospopo once again for three for the Lady Dragons.
Now to Rospopo on the right. He's using a screen. Kicked it to a wide open corner. Rospopo again. Strokes home another one.
I need a timeout.
And that's exactly what gets called by North White. 20-7. Almost a minute into the second quarter.
And Courtney Dunlap will score and draw the end one for the Lady Dragons.
Dunlap with it top of the key.
Dunlap surges into the lane, goes for the left side. Dunlap scores and draws the foul. Courtney Dunlap.
Yeah, that's what she does. And North White goes man to man, and it's the Courtney Dunlap show right away as she crosses over right to left.
That'll do it for the highlight portion of the halftime show. When the Oliver Ford Lincoln halftime show returns, we'll get some numbers, and we'll look forward to second half regional championship action right here on Max 98.3 Sports, where you can hear the difference.
Hey, sports fans, when you're in Culver and hungry, stop by Papa's, the area's most trusted eatery since 1976. Papa's is well known for its great Italian and American fare, the pizza that put Culver on the map, steaks, seafood, barbecue ribs, and slow-roasted prime rib on Friday and Saturday nights. Open every day at 4 and for lunch at 11 on Saturday and Sunday, Papa's in Culver, overlooking beautiful Lake Maxinkuckee. Family-owned since 1976.
What does becoming an Ancilla College student athlete mean? It means academics come first. It means investing into your community through time to stay to the big. With 9 sports programs coming this fall of 2016, Ancilla College Athletics means we're ready for you. Become part of something big. Call Ancilla Athletics at 936-8898 to find out more. Or visit AncillaChargers.com for more information.
Welcome back in here to the Oliver Ford Lincoln Halftime Show, brought to you by Oliver Ford Lincoln in Plymouth. We're going to go to the boss, Tony Ross, as he will bring in special guests. It'll be Coach Teal here, and we are ready to go. Take her away, Tony. Go ahead.
All right, Scott Ruth, thank you very much. Coach, 34-11 here at halftime. I'm sure that's not maybe what you expected, but it's what you hoped for. Talk about some adjustments that got to be made here come the second half.
Well, we got to make sure that we don't relax. You know, no lead is safe. You know, this is a regional championship game, and, I remember a game against South Central. We were 17 down at halftime in the sectional and come back and won. So this is a good basketball team. They've won 22 basketball games, so they're a decent team. So they're going to come back on us. We got to be able to withstand any runs they make. We got to play smart basketball and great defensive basketball to pull this off.
Good luck, Coach.
Thank you.
Guys?
Well, you got to like what he said. You know, he's not going to sit on his laurels here in the second half. They're going to keep playing their game. They're just going to keep playing it the way they're just going to keep going.
Very much. Coach Hemlick, you're down 34-11. What's got to happen in the second half for you to be successful and get back into this game?
Well, I mean, we just got to get some stops, obviously, and see if we can get some, you know, buckets in the, on the offensive end. I mean, obviously, at number 14, you know, she came out and, you know, hit a lot of shots on us, and we didn't really react and lay down a little bit there. We just told them we want to see some fight in the second half. So.
All right, buddy, best of luck. Okay,
thank you.
Guys?
Yeah, good assessment. They did not react, sort of got used that boxing term. He got punched in the face, punched in the gut, and North White just didn't respond to the challenge, and Respopo just went crazy in the first half as she nailed, I think, 4 or 5 three-pointers. And also had some help from that going. And, boy, North White just couldn't get anything around the rim. Turned the ball over against the pressure. Only 11 points. Big uphill battle right now and going into the fourth quarter. But there's no 23-point play in the playbook.
Shell shock.
Yeah.
It's how I would
and they looked
I would describe
flat-footed and slow. And, boy, just the emotion got taken out of them.
Sure did. You know, it's like if you're going to are you going to keep the pressure on?
Oh gosh, yes.
No, I mean the full court pressure.
Yes.
You're going to have to. You were so successful. I mean, you had Barlow step in front of a potential receiver and, you know, take the ball and head it back on the fast break back down on the other end. I mean, I think you've got to keep that pressure going until the waning moments of the game.
Yeah, North White doesn't have a chance to set up any full court pressure because they're not scoring.
Right.
They just can't get the ball in the hoop, so they can't set up any full court pressure. And in transition, trying to get back into a half court trap, next to impossible to do with how quick Argus gets up the floor. So, if I'm Coach Teal, I'm putting my foot down on the gas pedal and going just as hard. 0-0 as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
Guys, we don't have this game going unless we have some sponsors we got to say thank you to. And we want to say special thanks to Argus Do-It-Yourself Hardware Store, supporting the Lady Dragons run the state, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 6, Saturdays 8 to 5, Sundays 10 to 4, located at 200 West Walnut Street in Argus. Also from Circle P Trailer Sales. Got something you need to haul? Call Steve at Circle P Trailers in Argus. Call 574. And by our good friends at CNS Outdoor Equipment, stop in and see Rich for the latest equipment from Toro.
Steel, Husqvarna, and more. Serving Argus and surrounding communities since 1972. They may sell the best equipment, but it's the service that keeps you coming back. That's CNS Outdoor Equipment in Argus. And by Mobile Tech Trailers of Argus, wishing the Lady Dragons good luck this postseason. By Jennings Insurance in Argus, farmers are always planning for higher yields, more diversity, expanding opportunities, and nationwide, and your local agent at Jennings Insurance Agency of Rochester and Argus can be the one to help you and secure your farm that will last through generations. As the number one farm insurer in the country nationwide can help you achieve your goals, we stand for you. And also by First Source Bank in Plymouth and Argus, proud of providing straight talk and sound advice and always keeping your best interest in mind. We're your partners from the first at First Source Bank in Plymouth and Argus. And by the Argus Community Schools, always striving to maintain the highest academic ratings in Marshall County to reflect the dedication of our administration and faculty. Here we go, third quarter action on its way. Argus leads 34-11. North White going left to right on your radio dial. Hemlick will pull the ball back out, and North Line tries to find ball. Courtney looking, asking for some help. There's the back door to Stricker. She stopped. Stricker stopped her run toward the basket. If she keeps going, she's going to catch and get an easy layup.
Yeah, a couple turnovers for each team here to start the third quarter, and North White back on the attack.
North White was led in scoring by the six of Macy Hemlick, and she tried to get a pass inside a minute. Intercepted by Dunlap. Miller will come away with it and bring it across the timeline.
Here for the Vikings, as this defense of the Dragons is exceptionally tough tonight, and they're also knocking down shots.
Dunlap with 11 points. She has the ball in her hands in that first half. Dunlap down low to Barlow. So Kaylin Barlow, recipient of a nice guard penetration by Dunlap, and Argus leads 36-11.
Yeah, that's just that pick and roll that everybody does anymore.
Here's a three launched off the front of the rim. No good by Morgans. Dunlap across the timeline. By the way, the remainder of the scoring for Argus was Popo with 18. Had four threes in that first half. Macy Stricker was the other scorer for the Lady Dragons. She comes into the second half with 5 points. Guarded by Binkley. Hemlick now to the top of the key to Maple. Maple gets it to the elbow to Minix. One hops it over to Ball. Ball back out top to Hemlick. Macy will get it off to the far side to Maple. Into the corner, Rose. Sarah finds her cutter. Minix turns and fires over Dunlap. No good. Long rebound. Barlow couldn't grab it. It goes off a leg, and it was last off the leg of Barlow. And it'll stay North White ball at the 5:29 mark of the third quarter.
Yeah, here again, the ball handling issues keep surfacing here for North White, Tony. They're bobbling a lot of passes. Can't pick up those balls they were able to grab this morning.
Now to the top. Rose goes to the far side. Maple three fired by Hemlick. Good from the right wing side. Coach Teal livid with the defensive rotation by his Argus defense. Off Hemlick's three. And now it's 36-14, 5:08 to go in the third. Dunlap to Stricker. Stricker with the ball on the right angle high. Wants to get to the free throw line. Backs it out to Miller. Now over to Dunlap. Dunlap using a high screen. Nothing working. Back up top to Stricker. Over left side to Miller. Shane outlets. Hemlick brings up court. Here's Macy across the timeline. Guarded by Binkley. North White one-on-one. And here's North White. Nice look down low to ball. Bull. She just bulleted that bank shot. Missed everything. It goes out of bounds. Last touched by her teammate Minix as it goes out of bounds.
Yeah, they're getting Barlow intimidating that shot. Makes her shoot it a lot harder, a lot quicker than she wants to. 36-14, 4:30 to go here in the third quarter. Dragons ahead.
Dunlap spinning into the lane, goes for the layup, gets fouled by Minix on clock at 4:23. Tonight's game also brought to you by Argus Community Schools. Let's go, Dragons. It's the chance you'll have tonight. Walking through the hallways of Argus Schools, you'll experience the excitement and enthusiasm of its student, staff, and administration as they engage in world-class education while displaying their Dragon pride. Dunlap at the line.
Yeah, that's how it's going tonight. That free throw didn't have any right to go in, and it bounced around and fell in. So good things happened for the Dragons.
Second free throws. This one stayed out, so the score stays at 37-14 Argus. This will be Rose to the right side, Hemlick. Hemlick pulling it out. Now dumps it to the right wing side to Minix. Minix throws it, and Hemlick cannot save it. Yes, she does, but Binkley gets the steal. Binkley, one against three, had it snapped out of her hands by Maple, who got too much skin, according to the 4:06 of the third quarter.
Yeah, that was Binkley going against, like you said, Tony, three defenders, and they had her bottled up pretty good, but just reaching in and fouling was Rose.
Here we go with the inbound play. It's going to be taken by Shayna Miller. Off to the near side, Stricker. Hands it off to Dunlap. Down to 4 minutes to go in the third. Lady Dragons in control at 37-14. Stricker at the top of the key, right side to Barlow, inside the arc, now top of the key, handled by Binkley. And Courtney Dunlap, 13 on the night for her.
Yeah, there again, just gets to the rim and can make adjustments in the air on those layups when the defense collapses on her.
Maple at the top of the key, reverses with a one-hop pass to Rose. Nice attack on the right baseline, but she overshot the layup attempt, but the rebound minutes score. 16 with 3:16 to go in the third.
Yeah, that's her first offensive rebound putback, so the Dragons doing a nice job. She was able to battle through and get that bucket.
Here's Barlow on the right wing side, now to Miller. She'll pull it out. Wait for the offense to set up a little bit more. Now Stricker at the top of the key, giving to Barlow. Now to Dunlap, the ball deflected. Dunlap saved it from going across the air all night for her. And now it's 41-16, Argus.
Yeah, she just gets the defense on their heels, and once she sees that, boy, her first step is really quick going to the bucket.
Minix from the top of the key is fouled. And that will stop the clock at the 2:32 mark of the third.
Yeah, 41-16, 2:32 to go here. Dragons in complete control. Minix at the line for a couple free throws.
Free throw is up and good. So Minix will knock it down for North White. The deficit, 41-17, however. Barlow checks out. We'll get a chance to get a few minutes in as the free throw is up, and that rolls out. Rebound comes to Anna. And it'll be Dunlap to bring it up court for Argus.
Keep this game under control.
Attacking the lane is Dunlap for another layup. It's like the North White defense just parted like the Red Sea.
Yeah, that's just too easy.
On the far side, Maple. Deppin, she'll let everybody pass. It's the timeline uncontested. She'll be picked up by Maple once she crosses. Dunlap one-on-one. Dunlap kicked to the corner with Spoffo on a shot. Travel. Fake traveled with the ball.
Yeah, that was set up. See, Dunlap made eye contact with Respopo and sort of waved at her like, I'm going to come here and kick it to you. She should have just caught and shot that one, but with a 26-point lead.
Nope. Down to Heimlich. Looks for some help. Heimlich over screen. Nothing at all is coming out of any set that North White does. And here's a pass to Rose, and she coughed up the ball, and it's picked off by Anna Barlow.
Yeah, Binkley's doing a nice job on Heimlich, not letting her get any dribble penetration at all.
Top of the key, Dunlap. Over to Respopo, left angle high. Now to Miller at the top. Over to Barlow. Barlow, top of the key to Binkley. Near side, Respopo. Maple on her. Dunlap is going to dance around with the ball. Behind the back dribble. Give it over to Miller. Now the right side, Barlow. Down to a minute to go in the third. 43-17, Argus. Argus has not been to the semi-state since 2006. Here is Dunlap driving the right side of the paint. Floats it up. No good. Rebound. Foul on Dunlap. Didn't have to go slapping at it, but she did, and that'll be a foul on her.
Yeah, that's only the second team foul, I believe, against the Dragons. And
second on, or actually the first on Dunlap. So the clock stops at 44.8 seconds. Maple checks out of the game. And back in for North White is Sarah Rose. Hemlock with the ball, top of the key. Now to Rose. Sarah wants to attack, gets to the right elbow. Now in trouble as she needs to find some help. And there's Miller getting a hand in, deflects it low, and Dunlap leaps in the air to get a steal. Argus on the counter. Dunlap, one against two, gets fouled from behind by a frustrated Sarah Rose at the 19-second mark of quarter three.
And that's only the third team foul against North White. So Dragons taking it out underneath. Look for Barlow or Miller to get a screen and roll here for a layup if they can execute this right.
43-17, Argus with the lead. 19 seconds, they have to Courtney. Courtney at the top of the key. Crosses over. We'll look for some help. Goes to the corner of Spopo. Three launched in the wind by Binkley. She fires after the horn, so it will not count. The Lady Dragons are 8 minutes away from getting crowned the Caston Regional Champions. Walker. We'll be back with more Lady Dragon basketball on X98.3 Sports.
If you're in need of a big excavating project without it costing you an arm and a leg, Hunter Transhill Plowing. They have the commercial hauling and excavation experience you're looking for, and they deliver to job sites. Give Hunter Transit a call today for a free estimate. Fully insured and licensed, give them a call at 574-936-9217. There's a reason why Hunter Transit of Plymouth is always right on the money.
Tonight's game brought to you by our good friends at the Argus Do-It-Yourself Hardware Store, supporting the Lady Dragons and their run to state. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 6, Saturdays 8 to 5, Sundays 10 to 4. Located at 200 West Walnut Street in Argus. And by Circle P Trailer Sales. Got something you need to haul? Call Steve at Circle P Trailer Sales in Argus at 574-892-9400. And by the Bear's Den in Argus, home of the mouth-watering Bear Burger and the best tenderloin in the says table. Argus back fires up from the free throw line. No good. Rebound taken by North White. And minutes. Hemlick crosses over. Slowed down. Got it to the left side. Ball. Jumper from 10. No good. Rebound. Minutes up strong. She goes. She got the ball stuck and wedged between the rim and the glass, so it is stuck. And a foul gets called nonetheless against Argus.
Go ahead and go out there and jump and get that, Mark.
I'd go take it down from the top and just cut my hand over it and pull it down.
Would you?
Yeah.
Would you, Kareem?
Yeah.
Oh, look. They're bringing it out.
So, some free 4 minutes for the season. 64% is what North White has shot from the free throw line, and Minix hits both. 43-19 the score.
Yeah, Tony, the Dragons are doing this against a North White team that has won 22 games. So quite an impressive performance here by the
Jump shot from 15, no good by Dunlap. Rebound, North White. And, boy, she's kind of stopped the clock.
Downtown Plymouth, owner Rocky Falcott invites you to see for yourself why they've been in business for more than 34 years. They offer the best selection in name brand carpets and area rugs. Stop in and see the huge selection of hardwood, laminate, and vinyl flooring. Or how about a sweet, simple, and stylish accent for your home or business with ceramic or stone tile flooring. With professional design service and installation, you'll see why the Floor Store and More in downtown Plymouth truly is the store that gives you more.
43-19, Argus has the lead as we continue on with the fourth quarter. Hemlick will have the basketball using a screen. Gets to the right side. Binkley again just hawking her. Hemlick, nice move to her right. Pulls up from 10. Looked for the bank shot. No good. Rebound. Put that in. Minix score and a foul. Minix coming alive a little bit now for North White. But it might be too little too late. 43-21 with 6:50 to go.
It's 19 points to go here in the game.
Not an iPhone. Bailey's going to reverse her pass to the far wing side. Rospopo again under. That being Shendell Valdezin. Now it's going to be to Dunlap. Worked over to Courtney on that right side. She's going to bring it to the top, now to the right elbow. To Rospopo again. She'll start from the left angle high, get it back to Dunlap. Up to the right side, Nifong. So right now, the Lady Dragons playing keep away for now. Dunlap on the left angle. Their pass got kicked by Hemlick, and that'll stop the Foster Anna.
Yeah, right now, 6 minutes with a 21-point lead. Looks like it's going to be a festive week in Argus.
Inside. Gets to the left elbow. Lobs it into Barlow. Wide open, and she scores. Nice pass by Valerie. And Caden was wide open for that bucket. 45-22, Lady Dragons. North White runs the offense. Into the races. Goes for the layup. And she draws the foul. Didn't finish, but she drew the foul and will go to the line for her effort.
Yeah, Tony, Binkley's just one of those rather steal and knocks down that first free throw.
So Bink on the board, and now it's 46-22, Argus.
You know, here's another thing I noticed, Tony. I'm going to bet North White's back here next year at this same time. They don't have a senior on the team.
Right. Next free throw goes down. 47-22, Lady Dragons, 5.5 left to go in the fourth. Blocked from behind by Dunlap. No, she's called for the foul instead.
Yeah, that's a little ticky-tack foul, but they're going to call Dunlap for that. And going to get a chance at the free throw line again here. For
scores. So she'll get one more two tonight. 39% from the charity stripe. That's been her one bugaboo this year. It was a long rebound, and Kaylin just used that long body of hers to keep everybody else away from it. So now Argus with the basketball. Respopo over to Dunlap. Respopo looking, can't attack, and now she'll try the right side. Kicks it along the near baseline. Dunlap on the shot fake. She'll look to bring it out. Down to 4:45 and counting to go in the fourth. Respopo wants to attack. Barlow using a high screen. Respopo's three. In and out, and a rebound taken by Ball. She Binkley there, and Binkley.
Yeah, 47-23. Dragons in complete control. There's a long Hemrick three.
Hemrick for three from the top of the key. And now it's 47-26. Down to 4:25 remaining in the game. Argus with the basketball and a lead. For Respopo, and Barlow knocked it down inadvertently. She just couldn't. So the
timeout. I was going to say timeout, Argus.
And Coach Teal wants a timeout here. He's trying to yell at the official who is 2 feet from him. And so this timeout is going to be issued to Argus. 4:15 left to go in the fourth. We're back after this 30-second timeout with more Keston Regional Championship matchup on Max 98.3 Sports.
Sometimes you just need a car to get you from here to there. Looks aren't the highest priority. You're willing to put a few bucks into it to keep it running. And first and foremost, you don't want to spend a lot of money. This is John from Oliver Ford Lincoln in Plymouth. At our place, we call those Backlot Buddies. They're either trade-ins or vehicles we picked up at a great price. We'll go over their shortcomings as well as their pluses, but you can be sure you'll decide without any pressure from us. Sound like what you're looking for? Come see us at Oliver Ford Lincoln in Plymouth, where we've been tipping our hat to you since 1955.
Tonight's game brought to you in part by our good friends at the Argus Community School Corporation. At the Argus Community School Corporation, they share the common goals of quality public schools and recognize public education. Argus Community Schools have the community. Community is invested in the maintaining of not only our school facilities and fields, but the programs, clubs, and athletic opportunities that our school is able to offer. Argus, with the history of being that small community with big town pride today. Playback on court side. And it will be North White with the basketball. Down to 4:08 left to go. It's at 47-26. On the left wing side, handling the basketball is Hemlich. She'll fire the three. It's up. It's short. And the rebound goes all the way out of bounds. So it'll be Argus ball.
Yeah, Stricker back in the game. North White now going to try some full court pressure against the Dragons. 3:56 to go here before the Dragons get to celebrate. Tony with a 21-point lead.
Courtney just, I'll tell you, she just finds a way to 49-26 Argus. Rose in lets the Minix back out to Rose. North White trailing 49-26. They have the ball. Rose from the left wing for three. Bank shot, no. Rebound, Dunlap. And here come the Lady Dragons.
Yeah, just a little bit over 3 minutes ago, Dunlap on the drive for another floater.
And Dunlap missed it, got her own miss, determined to go up, ends up getting a jump ball on the play without a whistle. So possession.
Not a lot of fouls in this game, Tony. Right now, 16 fouls for the Dragons and 4 for North White. So officials doing a nice job letting the girls play.
Here's Hemlich driving the left side, and she got blocked. The rebound, though, comes to Minix, and she will score. Down to 3 minutes to go in the game. 49-28 Argus. Stricker brings the ball across the timeline. Stricker to the far side. Binkley. Binkley for the right side layup. Ooh. And she got hammered. Ball ends up fouling her. Then goes to help her up with some great sportsmanship there. Clock stops in the meantime at 2:49 remaining in the game.
Yeah, nice job by Binkley. Recognize nobody's on that side as they reverse the ball. She goes hard to the basket. Draws the foul. See if she can knock these down.
The free throw is up, and she's coming in. Titan Respopo will check out of the game, and Lineberry comes in for her on the Argus substitution. No good, and rebound comes to North White. Across the timeline, ball in the hands of Alderson. Now by Macy Heimlich, a 5'7 sophomore. 49-30 now, and a foul is called near the half court, and it'll go against Rose.
Yeah, and the crowd behind us start clapping here as we're under 2 minutes, and you're going to hear quite a roar, and sure you'll see these Argus girls on the floor start smiling.
played at Crown Point or Fort Wayne Blackhawk. Here's Dunlap at the free three. Short, long rebound. Guess who? Dunlap. Then she throws a baseball pass to Stricker downfield, and Stricker scores! Nice layup by Stricker. She beat everybody down court. And Dunlap put it right on the money with the one hopper. Now Rose for three. Good for North White. 53-33. A 20-point lead again. Argus with the basketball. Some token pressure, and Dunlap dribbles through. Needs the outlet to Binkley. Binkley up top to Dunlap, and she just got across the timeline again. Worked over to Stricker. The Argus fans begin to stand as we approach the one-minute mark. It is all Argus. Stricker with the ball. Dribbles through some traffic. Whistle sounds. As the players begin to look over to the Argus side, and the entire north side of this gymnasium here is standing, and I think the entire town of Argus had made their way here to Caston tonight. A puzzle for North White. In the meantime, at the line, Stricker fires up, no good. Long rebound, and it comes to Emily Jones. Jones brings it across the timeline. Another underclassman on this group for North White, and they are going to be even better than what they are come next year. Jones from the right finally hops to Dunlap with 43 seconds left. And Coach Teal wants a timeout to give Courtney a...
Yeah.
What a performance.
Here again, you got the highs and the lows here. You got a great performance here by the Dragons. Going to go to the semi-state for the first time in quite a while. And North White played a great game this morning to get here, but, boy, just not much left. And Valley Raspopo sort of shot the lights out and took North White right out of this game in the first half.
But 18 points by Valerie with three in that first half.
Yeah, and here again, this North White team has won 22 games, so they're going to look back on this season with a lot to look forward to next season with everybody coming back.
Well, this will be a game that will be imprinted on this North White program, but I promise you they're going to be back here again. Argus with 30 seconds. They're just going to hold on. We'll get it over to Calhoun. Now with the touch, Minikowski. Nifong, right back to Calhoun. Stutter step move in by Stone, and she kicked it to the wing. Baseline Minikowski with a shot, no good. Down to the final eight. 6-5-4-3, up, no good. Game over! And the Lady Dragons are good. 56 win, 2-14. And the Lady Dragons get the victory here tonight. Final score, 53-33. Argus gets the win here at Caston and our regional champion show. Ponderosa Steakhouse, American traditions, grilled to perfection. Stay tuned, just a few more. 3-33. The final score, Argus 9.
USDA guaranteed rural housing loans to eligible borrowers on homes in USDA eligible communities. The USDA loan requires no money down, with the loan amount up to 100% of the appraised value of, on the purchase of a new home. First Federal services their loans locally, so you always have someone to turn to when it concerns your loan. Go online at www.firstfederalbanking.com or visit 2113 North Michigan Street in Plymouth. Borrowers must meet underwriting guidelines. A delivery fee will be applicable to the loan. NMLS number 399927. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Artisan Flooring and Interior Design of Plymouth, LaPorte, Marshall, Stark, and Fulton County, as well as surrounding areas. They offer carpet cleaning and flooring installation for both commercial and residential clients. Their ability to do commercial work has always been a major factor in their success. For custom tile design, carpet, hardwood, vinyl, heated floors, and more, call Artisan Flooring and Interior Design of Plymouth at 57184.
Some American classics don't need an update, like the 65 Pontiac GTO or a little black dress. But others do, like that friend we've all had who's had the same hairstyle since high school. At the Plymouth Ponderosa Steakhouse, we love American classics with a modern twist, like our all-new roasted mushroom sirloin and chicken, available for a limited time. Choose from our tender, juicy steak or chicken, topped with our savory roasted mushrooms and served with a crispy potato cake and fresh garden salad. You never had meat and potatoes like this before. You're going to love it. Get yours now at the Plymouth Ponderosa.
Welcome to the Plymouth Ponderosa post-game show. Once again, let's get back to Tony Ross, Scott Masters, and Mark Hayden.
Welcome back to Caston High School. 53-33, the final score. The August Lady Dragons are regional champions. Courtney Dunlap!
Woo!
How about that?
That's insane! I can't believe it!
You know, one of the keys going into tonight was getting off to a good start. You guys saw how North White played and upset Marquette earlier today, and you saw how quick they got off to a quick start. You guys wasted no time getting out of the gate.
That's right. We talk about that before every game and before every half. The very first 2 minutes of the first start of the game and the 2 minutes of the second half are the most important of the game. They set the tone, and we value that.
Talk a little bit about Valley Respopo and how important she is to get back in that lineup.
Oh, man, Val came up huge. Huge. That's what she does. She comes out when you need her the most. Hitting those threes, that's what won this the game for us.
Well, they were targeting you all night, but you were just bound and determined not to let it affect you.
Yeah, that happens. You don't let that affect you. You got to keep playing, no matter what the defense does to you.
Go enjoy the rest of this night, champ.
Thank you.
All right, kiddo. Guys?
Well, Marky, 53-33, and I
took momentum away from them. Enough credit as they're out there. We're down here with Tony right now.
All right, guys, thank you very much. We got the Barlow sisters here. Hey, how does this feel?
It feels amazing, wonderful. This is the best experience of our entire lives.
Tell the truth, girls.
Gordon Mossett, boys coach, joined us. You know, Kaylin, tonight you were going to have to be effective because this is a very strong inside presence with this North White team. Tell me what was your mental frame going into tonight?
Oh, I just anticipate the pass.
What made this North White team so tough?
I think their defense and just they had a really good guard.
We've had a chance to now see at least 6-7 games out of you guys, and the progression's just gotten better and better and better leading up to this moment. What can you attribute that to?
Our passion to win. We just want to win so bad.
Anna, you're a freshman, young lady. How's it feeling?
Throughout the summer, open gyms we've done, the AAU basketball, and you always think, I want to win today, everything.
And sister.
It's the best experience I could ask for most of the time.
All right. Enjoy the night.
Thank you.
All right. Guys?
Well, spoken like true sisters.
Just got to get one little jab in there right at the end.
You think they have a couple backyard battles?
So, and boy, they played well tonight, Scott. Probably 6 or 8 points, a bunch of rebounds, and they were all
make some big steals. Kayla makes some big steals too. Yeah, all right, we got Tony. He's going to bring over.
All right, guys, thank you very much. And I've got one of our MVPs right here, Valerie Respopo, and Val, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You realize you scared the heck out of us earlier this week when you twisted that ankle of yours, young lady, and. I know when I saw you in practice a couple of days ago, we weren't quite sure whether or not you were going to get the chance to play. But, guys, I'll tell you this right now. The words that came out of her mouth was, I'll be ready by Saturday.
Yeah, for sure. I knew nothing was going to take me down. There's a quote I saw the day after I got injured. It said, pain is temporary, but pride lasts forever. And I saw that, and I said, that's the reason I'm going to play on Saturday for my team, for my community, for my school. I didn't do it for myself. Like, I enjoy doing it for everyone here in regionals.
Talk a little bit about the first game for you. Got a little bit up for you to set the stage for tonight.
Oh, it was great. I was kind of nervous, but I said, you know, like, I want to go in the first game to see how it feels, to see, basically see how far I can push as much in the second game because I knew I was not going down with that fight.
As soon as you hit that first three, a big old smile came down on your face. From that point on, Valerie was on. Talk a little about the hitting that three and how important that was for you.
Oh, that it was just amazing. Most games, sometimes if I miss my first couple shots, so much adrenaline, like, you know, injury. Like, hearing them, like, how proud they were of me, like, it just pushed me. And, like, that's what a team's about. Like, a team's about helping each other through this. And I did today without the help of my teammates. It all goes to them.
Valerie Respopo, guys.
Well, I mean, she's got to be in consideration with Dunlop for the player of the game, Mark. She didn't start, but she came off the bench and just went crazy from three. And once you know you're a shooter, once you get that first one to go, by God, she had 19 points in the first half.
Yeah, but she is the player of the game for me, Scott, because her points came when the game was on the line and it mattered, and they were able to gap that game to over 20 points in the first half. Because not a negative against Courtney Dunlap, because she took over in the second half. Went
right.
North White went to that man-to-man, but Respopo was the big difference in this game. And, you know, let's talk about some of these other kids. How about the Miller kid? Just
yeah.
played her role perfectly. You weren't here this morning, but she stepped up in the first half, got her team off to a good start. The role's a little bit different. Handle the ball, play good defense, don't really need to score. And I thought she also... They
Stricker knocked down some shots.
Yeah.
She stepped up big and huge right at that point.
She had 7 points in that first quarter.
To take over for the loss of Respopo, who didn't start but then came in and really knocked it out. And then you also got to talk about the defense in Prowlis.
Yeah,
Binkley. I mean, what a great job defensively she did on the one of the best guards that the North White had.
Yeah, and just a good team effort. There was not anybody that had a weak game here for the Dragons, and I thought Coach Teal did a nice job coaching this team, put them in position to take the lead, and then kept them aggressive. You know, 3 minutes to go there in the fourth quarter, took a timeout just to get them readjusted, but. For the most part, that first half put this game away. At one time, it was 30-10. I think it was 34-11 at halftime, and it was over.
Well, he had to chew a little bit there in the fourth quarter. Tony, take her away, Tony.
Back here to the friendly confines of Gaston down here courtside. Shayna Miller joining us. Shayna, how's this feel?
Feels great.
Are you good? Okay, I'm glad. You know, and again, we talked about it in our pregame. You're getting more confidence in shooting the ball now. And when you go down stretches like this in which games are very important, you need those two factors. What's happening with you right now?
Well, yeah, just the experience. It's getting me more confident about things.
How's that feel?
Feels great. It's just such a wonderful experience. I mean, I don't know how to explain it.
Well, you just go enjoy it. That's all that matters. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, Shayna Miller. Macy Stricker, she's here too. Young lady, congratulations, you're a winner.
Thank you.
How's this feel?
I can't express how I feel right now.
Well, the shots early in this one, setting the tone in a basketball contest. But I think maybe tonight might have been your best performance away from the basketball as well. This is something that you were challenged by coach saying, hey, Macy, we need all aspects of your game to make it work for us.
Yeah. I didn't have as many points as I did last time, but I know I contributed to giving assists and hitting Val in the corners because she was on fire.
Well, I tell you, great team effort. Congratulations on the win, young lady.
Thank you.
All right, Macy Stricker joining us, guys.
All right, well, we're going to take it back here for a few until he hunts down yet another guest there on the floor as it is flooded with lots of people down there. We're going back to Tony. Here it comes.
All right, guys, we've got Kennedy Binkley joining us. How's this feel, Bink?
Oh, my gosh. It feels so amazing.
Well, tonight, you know, again, we've had a chance to see you now way over a handful of times in broadcasting your games. I felt tonight, personally, this might be your best game you've played.
Oh, gosh.
I have to talk a little bit about your effort tonight from a defensive standpoint because I'll tell you, you were in everybody's grill.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I know my position on the team, and that's playing defense. Offensively, yeah, I'll take a couple open shots, but my job is defense, and that's what I like to do best.
What's making this team click right now?
Oh, my gosh. Well, we have such a great chemistry, and, I mean, the experience of just, like, making it semi-state, it just brings us so much closer. And, like, making the experience together, I mean, it's just, we love each other.
It's awesome, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, our chemistry shows on the court, too, the way we combine and move as a team. Just amazing.
Well, you go enjoy the rest of this night. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Guys.
And while he'll hunt down another guest, I'm sure
there's
we're going to have a coach
with
Coach Teal, and he finally found Coach. Take it away, Tony.
All right, guys. Thank you very much. We got Coach Teal joining us, and Coach, congratulations, buddy.
Thank
How
you.
About this? How about this performance tonight, today,
oh,
in general by your girls?
Just outstanding. I mean, I couldn't be happier. The kids just, you know, play so hard as a team. Their defense, I thought, and I think that was the big difference. Plus, you know, we hit some threes, but when Val threes in that second quarter, I think that just took the energy they had right out of them. And, you know, we followed it up and finished it, you know, closed the game out, didn't give up anything at the end.
Gary, you've coached some really good teams in the past.
Where is this team ranking at right now for you?
Oh, it's, you know, hey, it's this team's the farthest I've been, so, I mean, this has to rank as one of the best teams in a good bunch of quality girls, you know, who are good in the classroom, they're good to each other as teammates, there's great team chemistry, in the context of the game and things like that. I thought we played really pretty smart tonight, but once again, you know, it's just so outstanding. I mean, I just can't describe it. It's just, they're a great bunch. I'm just so proud of them.
You know, each game presented its different challenges for you. Bethany Christian, you had to deal with some height. But North White, you had to deal with not only some height, but some strength and some athleticism. We don't know what the game plan is. Don't want you telling what the game plan is. But where did you guys feel that you were starting to really get it on track to get this win?
Well, you know, you never feel safe. You know, I never feel safe with a lead. It's never big enough for me, but... You know, I just felt we, you know, defensively happened. We held them up 34-11. You know, I felt that we had the game going in our direction, and we just needed to finish it out with great defense and being patient on offense, and the kids did that.
Coach, congratulations on this victory, my friend. Let's do it one
more. Yeah, that's just a great win here for the Dragons. 53-33 win, regional champions here from Caston, and they're going to get a chance to either play in Crown Point next weekend or in Fort Wayne, and we have to wait to see how the rest of the tournament plays out before that decision is made. But
I'll vote Crown Point. How about you?
Wherever. I'm looking forward to calling a semi-state game. It's been a while,
yeah,
and looking forward to that, and it'll be interesting to see how the rest of the games came out tonight around the state to see who the Dragons are going to be facing. But right now, this team's on fire. Offensively, defensively, you hear the word chemistry and playing well. And, a lot of people still milling around here about half an hour after the game. And
well,
Tony's down there somewhere looking for one more person to talk to, I think.
Well, I mean, I think we saw about as perfect as a first half as you can play.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, they came out and they just methodically took apart this North White. Watch out for this North White squad. That was a bunch of underclassmen out there that made it all the way to the regional championship.
Yeah.
And they're just going to continue to get better.
Don't forget that Marquette team, too, is going to bring everybody back. So this is going to be quite a regional next year again. And we'll just see how 3-33 here against North White and Valley Raspopo, a big key. And we got Tony.
All right, we got
time.
Assistant coach Jenna Hollenball joining us. And, okay. You were in the same situation back when you played, 2006, correct?
Yes.
Compare it a little bit. Then you were a player, now you're a coach. How much different is this?
It's not much different. It really isn't. You're excited for them just as excited as you were when you won it. So, I mean, it's
the beauty of it, guys, is that watching her in practice coach the girls, there's always teaching moments in through your basketball experience. All that being stated, talk a little bit about what this week is going to be about for your Lady Dragons.
Staying focused. I think that's the main key. You know, we won. We got it. We're done. Now.
Well, absolutely wonderful. And to have someone of your experience helping out with the girls, congratulations.
Thank you.
This is as much as your win, as much as it is theirs. So congratulations.
Thanks.
On great work.
Thanks.
All right. That's Jenna, guys.
All right. 53-33. It was an Argus regional victory tonight over North White. And like we mentioned, what a valiant effort by the Lady Dragons tonight. And said North White's a bunch of underclassmen. They'll be back. And as you mentioned, too, Marquette, what a heck of a squad they're going to bring back as well.
Yeah, those are some quality teams. And for the Dragons to be standing here champions just shows you how far they've come this season, picking up, I think that's victory number 23.
Yep.
And, you know, let's talk about Coach Teal for a second. What a job he's done coming here to the Dragons. Very successful down at Tippy Valley. And, first of all, just a quality guy. Responded to his coaching and he's having.
It's a very good relationship, Mark. And the fact that he mentioned, he said they do exactly what he asked them to do. And what a great job by Coach Till. We're going to take a break and then get to the Coca-Cola bottling play of the game here. You're listening to the Ponderosa Steakhouse post-game show. Brought to you by Ponderosa Steakhouse in Plymouth, where they have American traditions grilled to perfection. Back after this timeout from the Caston Regionals on Max 98.3 Sports.
Hey, Thirst, can I try out a few Coke sound effects on you?
Yes.
Cool. You okay with
it? Yes.
And this? Yes. And what about this?
Yes.
Ha, got
to their thirst. That wasn't sound effects. That was a Coke.
I'm no longer thirsty.
You're so out of here. Coca-Cola, open happiness.
Play of the game. Now let's return to the voices of Max 98.3 Sports. Tony Ross, Scott Masters, and Mark Hayden.
Off the heels of an Argus victory here tonight as they become the Keston Regional Champions. We win over North White. It's time now for our plays, play of the game, brought to you by our good friends at Coca-Cola Bottling of Plymouth. And guys, in a game that really had a lot of big shots, especially early in the contest, is there one that kind of stands out for you guys?
Yeah, I think any of the Respopo threes, but probably the first one where after she nailed four threes in that second quarter, but that first one really got things going.
Yeah, definitely, and it was the first in the first quarter, but there were many more to come, but this is what it sounded like on Tony's call of Respopo, nailing the three here in the first quarter.
Here comes Argus in a hurry. Dunlap takes that left side. Stutter step goes and then gets shut down on the double team by Minix. Now she goes right along the baseline to Stricker. She's going to kick it back out. Respopo open for three. It's up. It's good. Down Respopo. 14-7 Argus. So that is our play of the game, Brockling of Plymouth. When we come back, it'll be our players of the game after this timeout.
What does becoming an Ancilla College student athlete mean? It means academics come first. It means investing into your community through time, talents, and treasures. It means having the state-of-the-art athletic facilities to improve your health and physical wellness. Being an Ancilla Charger means being part of something big. With 9 sports programs coming this fall of 2016, Ancilla College Athletics means we're ready for you. Become part of something big. Call Ancilla Athletics at 936-8898 to find out more. Or visit AncillaChargers.com for more information.
Time to announce the Ancilla College Player of the Game.
Welcome back here to the friendly confines of Keston High School. Again, the final score, the Lady Dragons get the victory here as they are the champions for this 2015 and 2016 Keston Regional. Time now for our Ancilla College Players of the Game, and it's brought to you by our good friends at Ancilla College. Join the 10-19 push. 9 new sports programs are coming to Ancilla College this fall. Find out how you can become part of something big. All right, guys, let's start with North White.
Yeah, I thought Aubrey Minix was the player of the game for North White tonight. She did her thing, got some offensive rebounds, was pretty effective all night, but just didn't have much help, and Aubrey Minix, player of the game for North White.
Absolutely. She did exactly right, but she should be the Charger player of the game for the Vikings.
And for the victorious Argus Lady Dragons.
Yeah, well, I'm going to double up with Dunlap and Respopo as those two changed scoring roles. Respopo goes for 18 in the first half, ends up with, I think, 18 for the game, and Dunlap goes for 20. Most of hers come in the second half, so those two, for me, are players of the game for the Dragons.
Kind of an eye-opening surprise when Respopo comes off the bench, not to us, but to North White, because you kind of noticed how just the air came out of the balloon and she started knocking those threes down. So, yeah, we're going to go.
Absolutely. So, again, the final score, 53-33. Argus gets the win. Let's take this 30-second break and come back here to Keston High School. Again, the Lady Dragons are the regional champions for Class 1A here at Keston. Back in a moment.
Marshall County has a new shopping website, shopmarshallcountyonline.com, and it can only be found in the Pilot News, your hometown newspaper. See local businesses offer great deals for you to shop locally around Marshall County. Check out their new website with trending news and videos. Subscribe today to thepilotnews.com, a new website providing a new look to Marshall County. The Pilot News, your hometown newspaper. They bring you the news you can use. Proud media partners with Max 98.3 FM.
Welcome back here to Keston High School. 53-33, Argus gets the victory over North White. Guys, I'll tell you, we had a very good day today of some tremendous basketball. We saw North White play to the hilt against Marquette Catholic and upset them 44-43. I guess my question to you guys is, because of that effort, there was a little something taken out of North White going into tonight's game.
I don't think so, Tony. You know, you get a chance like that, and you get to come back and play for a regional championship, and you're ready to go. You played the early game. You got a little bit of extra rest, and I think it was Coach Heimlich even talked about it. He said, yeah, we sort of got punched in the gut there, and we didn't respond in the first half, and I think it was more Argus Dragons than it was the North White Vikings.
North White did a nice job, got that upset victory, Tony, but you couldn't see a blitzkrieg coming like that. Yourself, myself, Mark, we're going, we didn't see that coming. They didn't see it coming either. I mean, that was about as well played a first half as we've seen, where you had somebody that you thought that was going to be very limited due to an injury come in and just start lights out from behind the arc. Then when that happens, everybody gets a little bit contagious. So, no, I don't think it was anything to do with North White's at all.
But we also all knew that if Valerie Respopo started hitting her shots, there was going to be some trouble for North White.
Absolutely.
And eventually that's what ended up happening after it was all said and done. So you are able to beat Bethany Christian on the Argus side of things. You know, you were able to kind of back off a little bit, save some bodies, Respopo being one of them, and you get ready to face a team that played tremendous against a team that was ranked higher than they were and got an upset. So the mindset, talk a little bit about that.
Big key, a 34-7 run before the half was over for the Dragons, and once you get off to a good start, Respopo hit that three. Macy Stricker had 7 points in that first quarter to get her team going. Courtney Dunlop was just sort of controlling the show and letting her teammates get started. Boy, once her teammates got started, North White had to switch out of that zone defense, go man-to-man, and you knew Dunlop was going to eat that up, and she did in the second half. So just a great job of enough about the defense the Dragons put out there. Binkley did a great job against Heimlich. And
that zone defense goes away very quickly. And they were able just to shoot the lights out and made that zone defense go away. Then we talked about making teams uncomfortable, and that's exactly what Argus did. They made North White very uncomfortable offensively and defensively on everything they tried to do.
Well, a victory indeed, and they're going to face Tri-Central next week. Now, we do not know where they're going to be playing them at. It's either going to be at Fort Wayne or it's going to be at Crown Point. Either way, Max 98.3 Sports will be following the Argus Lady Dragons via the radio, and also you can follow us over the internet to boot. So we'll give you a couple of options as well. So we're going to have a fun week once again here at Max 98.3 as we follow the Argus Lady Dragons to another postseason matchup, as they now are just one win away from possibly making a trip down to Indianapolis. And again, they're going to face Tri-Central next weekend. And again, that will be here on Max 98.3. What a couple of games it was today for the Argus Lady Dragons. We saw some tremendous play from North White, Marquette, Bethany Christian. It was truly a great cast in regional. And we want to say a special thanks to Deb Stevens and the great host here at Caston High School. Deb, by the way, guys, after the shoes and retire. And we want to say a special thank you to Deb. She has treated us like $1 million every time we've come here, whether we're following Oregon Davis over the many years or, you know, whoever it was. She just put out the welcome mat and made us feel like $1 million. So we want to say a special thanks to those folks, Deb and her staff. And so, again, the final score, 53-33. Argus gets the win over North White. That'll wrap it up for Mark and I here on this segment of the Ponderosa Steakhouse post-game show. But up next, the man, the myth, the legend. He's known as Scott Masters, and he's going to 8.3.
Excavating project without it costing you an arm and a leg. Hunter Transit of Plymouth is your company. Founded in 1995 by Dan and Tara Sharp. Hunter Transit.
Welcome back into the Ponderosa Steakhouse post-game show, brought to you by Ponderosa Steakhouse in Plymouth, where they have American traditions grilled to 53-33 was the final score of this regional championship game. Let's go to the highlights. In the first, it's Audrey Minix. She gets North White on the board.
North White goes the other way. It's going to be let down low to Minix. Baseline jumper. Good. So North White gets on the board, and it's 2-0 in favor of the Lady Vikings.
Still in the first, Courtney Dunlap gets a jumper to go from the free throw line for the Lady Dragons.
And here comes Argus on the counter. Stricker across the timeline. Off to Dunlap. Shot fake on a three. Penetrates the lane from the volleyball line. Jumper in and out. Back in.
Drives the lane and draws the foul for North White.
We're going right to left on your radio dial. Heimlich has the basketball in her hand.
Emlich dribbles right by her, floats it up for the paint, scores, and draws the foul.
Still in the first, Valerie Rose Postpo nails what was one of many threes for her tonight in the first.
Dunlap takes that left side, stutter step, goes, and then gets 14-7 Argus.
14-7 is the score as we head into the second quarter. In the second, it's Rose Postpo one again for a three.
Now to Rose Postpo on the right wing side. Now to Dunlap. Dunlap at the top of the key using a screen. Kicked to a wide open. Oh, another one! And that's exactly what gets called by North Wright. 20-7, almost a minute into the second quarter.
Still in the second quarter, Courtney Dunlap scores and draws a foul.
Dunlap with the top of the key. Dunlap surges into the lane, goes for the left and side, layup, scores! And
yeah, that's what she does, and North White goes man-to-man, and it's the Courtney Dunlap show right away as she crosses over right to left.
34-11 was the score at the half. We go into the
wing side of Timlin. Now to the top. Rose goes to the far side. Maple down low. Kicked by Minix from the right wing side. Coach Teal livid with the defensive rotation by his Argus defense.
In the third, Courtney Dunlap will attack the lane and score for the Lady Dragons.
Stricker at the top of the key, right side to Barlow, inside the arc, now top of the key. Handled by Binkley, over to Dunlap. Dunlap crosses over, attacks the left side of the paint, and lays it up and in. Courtney Dunlap, 13 on the night for her.
43-17 was the score heading into the fourth quarter. Middix gets the board and scores, plus draws a foul for North White.
Emlich, nice move to her right, pulls up from 10, looked for the bank shot, no good. Rebound, put back, Middix score, and a foul. Minix coming alive a little bit now for North White.
Still in the fourth, Valerie Vospospo will find Kaylin Barlow for the layup.
Look away for another 6 minutes with a 21-point lead. Looks like it's going to be a festive week in Argus.
Vospospo on the left wing side. Gets to the left elbow, lobs it into Barlow, wide open, and she scores. Nice pass by Valerie. And that bucket, 45-22, Lady Dragons.
Lap finds Barlow once again for the layup.
Across the timeline, Dunlap. She'll pull it back out. And now she'll get away from Rose, get to the paint, dump it to Barlow down low, shoots and scores. Courtney just, I'll tell you, she just finds a way to make things happen.
53-33 the final score. Argus wins the regional championship tonight here on Max 98.3's Game of the Week. That's going to do it for the highlight section. That's also it for the Ponderosa Steakhouse post-game show brought to you by Ponderosa. I'm back on.
Sorry.
That's all right.
I put it back on.
If we're still there, yep, American Traditions Grilled to Ross for Mark Hayden. I'm Scott Masters. Robin back in the Max 98.3 studios saying thank you for listening to the Max 98.3 Game of the Week. Stay tuned. Bob Levels next here on Max 98.3 Sports. Have a great night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Indiana High School Basketball on Max 98.3. Sponsored in part by Ancilla College, Ponderosa Plymouth, Oliver Ford, Hunter Transit, The Floor Store, IU Health, Coca-Cola, First Federal Savings Bank, and Artisan Flooring. Go to sportsofthemax.net for all of your local sports scores, information, and more.